One of my favorite sayings is the simple things to do are simple not to do. And there's a reason for that, and it's called human nature. People have an aversion to doing simple things because simple things aggregate, accelerate, and compound exponentially into huge impact. And the best example that I can give of the power of simple actions and human nature is simple gratitude. There's no doubt in everyone's mind that gratitude is the most powerful, impactful thing that we can have and do and say and think and feel and believe. But yet, we all believe in 0.1 seconds a day for free that you can say thank you before you went to bed, or you can say thank you when you wake up, or both. And if you do that even just for 30 straight days, a very, very simple thing, 0.1 seconds and free, a very simple thing, you could have the maximum impact in your life. Your life is guaranteed to change for 0.1 seconds and free. But why is it that by tonight, even though all of us agree that the simple thing like saying thank you to do 0.1 seconds and free, why is it by tonight that half of us won't say thank you? And why is it by tomorrow morning that another half of us won't say thank you? And why is it within 3 days that almost all of us won't say thank you? Because the simple things to do are simple not to do, because it's contrary, it's adverse to human nature. We don't like consistency, which leads us to lack of persistency. And it's not the mistakes that we make through the consistency, it's the lack of commitment that we will fail with when we don't have persistency. And what we need to understand is success is not built on grand, complex strategies. It's forged through these small, consistent actions done daily, even if it takes 0.1 seconds and it's free, that 2 minutes a day is worth more than 2 hours on a Saturday. Accept the challenge. The same simple things that lead to success are just as easy to neglect, if not more. We often assume that achieving our goals requires radical change, but in reality, it's the little steps, the little habits repeated again and again and again, contrary to human nature, adverse to human nature, that create exponentiality in our lives, the exponential outcomes that actually come faster. And expressing gratitude, follow-up, prioritization of help, seeking help, staying adaptable, these are simple yet powerful actions. When practiced consistently, it will become persistently as they compound into extra ordinary outcomes, or even better. Yet because they're simple and they're so easy to do, as we understand human nature, they're easy not to do. It's easy to skip a follow-up, ignore self-care, or delay asking for help. But when we neglect these small actions, we slowly interfere or erode the very foundation of our success. This guide today, this training today, will shift your perspective, helping you recognize the significance of these everyday habits, simple habits, consistent habits, why they matter, and how to implement them with intention by doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing in alignment with your divine direction, transferring the detours to divinity as well, and allowing for divine time to accelerate, aggregate, and compound on itself. We must take small, purposeful steps to set yourself up for long-term success, fulfillment, passion, purpose, and impact. The first thing I want you to think about is 1,000 steps. If you have a mission, and I would say you have a mission, the commissions will follow, but if you have a mission, think about it that it will take 1,000 steps to get to where you want to be or better, to put you in your divine direction, to allow for divine time, and to utilize the detours as divinity, divineness, to protect, promote, love, and perfect us. Think about 1,000 steps. And before you start to understand the simple things to do and why they're simple not to do, understand the biggest problem with the idea of small steps. Think about the problem as we express gratitude daily about 1,000 steps to get to where we want to be. If you imagine anything or anywhere you want to be, or even better, takes 1,000 steps, know this, that 90% of the time, 90% of the money, 90% of the effort, 90% of the emotions and the emotional expense has to be paid to get to 250 steps. That is why the simple things to do are simple not to do. Because it takes 90% of the totality to get to 250 steps when we know it's going to take 1,000 steps or more. But in this case, just think about everything that you really desire will take 1,000 steps to get to or better. And it takes 90% of the effort, the time, the emotion, the money to just get to 250 steps, 90% to get to 250 steps. Now you know why the simple things to do are simple not to do when you're taking one step at a time. Because everybody, including yourself, starts telling you, I'm never going to get there. And once again, it's not the mistakes, the missteps that occur to get to 250 steps. It's the lack of commitment because 90% of the time has gone by and you're only one quarter of the way there. That's why 99% of the people quit before they get to the 250 step mark. But understanding that beyond the 250 steps, it only takes less than 5% more. So by 95% of the effort, 95% of the money, 90% of the emotions and emotional expense, 95% of the time, you will get to 50%. You'll get to 500 steps. Now, here's the saddest thing about the simple things to do and why they're simple not to do is when you get to the 500 steps, of the 1% that remain, 99% of the 1% quit after that 5% of effort. They've just had enough. They start listening to what other people want, other people think, what's missing, what they don't have, how long it's taken, and they quit. Once again, presented with the only reason that people don't get to where they want to be, which is lack of commitment, not willing to continue to step. And here's the saddest thing. Of the 1% of the 1% that remains, it's only less than 5% more till they're at 1,000 steps, 100% of the effort, time, money to get to where they want to be or better. But yet the 1% of the 1%, now the lack of commitment is gone. And those that are committed to the consistent, persistent pursuit of their potential, their 1,000 steps or better, they're the ones that get there. And usually they're the ones that then take an extra 5% to get to 2,000 steps, another 5% or faster to get to 4,000 steps, another 5% to get to 8,000 steps. That's how billionaires are made. That's how legacies and legends are made. One step at a time. One step at a time, doing the simple things each and every single day, knowing that 2 minutes a day equals 2 hours on a Saturday. A grateful mindset is absolutely necessary to enhance the mental well-being and strengthens our faith. Neglecting gratitude can lead to entitlement, dissatisfaction, and a loss of opportunity for connection to see all that we're given and causes us to quit, to lack the commitment. A business owner who overlooks the contribution of the employees and clients and risk and disengagement and diminished loyalty is making a mistake. It's the little things and the little steps and the simple things that we must do every single day, just spending minutes and moments interfering with it. Because it's not the mistakes that are going to stop us from getting there. It's the lack of commitment. We are going to slip on the icy steps. We are going to fall on the broken steps. We are going to struggle with the big steps. And we're going to hopefully not ignore the little ones. Gratitude shifts our focus from scarcity to abundance, fueling the motivation to get back up when we slip and fall, but the inspiration to keep us going in that long-term 1,000 steps that it's going to take. So start each day and identify things that you're grateful for. Start each day and just say thank you. Express appreciation to your team members, your family, your friends, your clients, your vendors regularly, consistently. Keep a grateful attitude and journal if necessary to reinforce the expression of gratitude daily. One of the other things that we need to do is manage and develop the simple things because they're easy to forget. In order to effectuate the simple things to do, we must remind, remember, and recollect that there's something bigger than us that's protecting, promoting, love, and perfecting us at all times, more than even our moms. Success in business and relationship hinges on consistent follow-ups, not just initial interactions. Failing to follow up leaves potential opportunities on the table. We need to manage and develop, creating go, no-go plans, using the three no rule to facilitate, is this the right time? And if it's not, call me back when it is. A sales professional who never follows up with his warm, moderate, and cold leads loses all that he's given. You can give all you got, but if you don't elevate consistently looking for all that you're given, your competitors will. The fortune is in the follow-up. The fortune is in the consistent follow-up. And that's what builds persistent behavior and trust that creates lasting relationships. It doesn't just create lasting relationships like Glenn Lundy and I have, but it also protects you, promotes you, and perfects you by letting relationships go, by letting relationships fall away or even fire them from your life. Because when you know what you stand for, you're okay not only with the percentage of people that love you no matter what, you're okay with the percentage of people that hate you no matter what. Because we know ego attacks and forgiveness doesn't respond. Setting reminders to check, to create systems and processes, to contact the relativity of individuals in your life, whether it's professionally or personally, in regular intervals, will grow the community of people that want to help each other and know people that help each other. This is why we created our private networking group, allowing us to curate thousands of people around the world that are willing to help one another and know people that help one another, and allow the mission to prioritize the commissions that will follow. Use some sort of tracking system process to manage our follow-ups, alerting systems, PIM applications, which are personal information management systems, to always add value in the follow-ups rather than just checking in. I use invitations, not obligations. I probably invite people to more things. I've actually recently, because of how many invitations I sent out, had someone give me a death threat. Called me at 5 a.m. on Sunday morning to tell me, stop emailing me these invitations. I said, sorry, I didn't know you were so offended. Can I just have your email address so that I can unsubscribe you instead of you having to hit the link? Got the big F you. I said, look, hurt people. Can I help you? What can I do? Attacks come from the ego. Forgiveness has no response. One of the other lessons within the context of the simple things to do, which are simple not to do, is to prioritize your health. You're given a body. That is rule number one of the human experience. Think about it. What separates you from your spiritual experience? You got it. The body. You are given a body, and you are here to learn lessons with that body. And the lessons will keep on coming until you learn them. And you will forget every lesson that you ever learned, but you have the power to remember, remind, and recollect those lessons at any time. And there's a variety of other lessons and rules that follow, but within the context of, I get a body, I'm here for lessons, and I'm going to forget every single lesson that I ever learned, but I have the power to remember, remind, and recollect it with an all-knowing, omniscient source that's all-powerful as well. Then I need to know that if I want to enjoy my human experience, I need to be healthy. If I want to enjoy it for a long time, if I love my human experience, then I want to take care of myself first. That's why I separate things by non-negotiables and negotiable. Non-negotiable behavior takes up half my day. It's 12 hours a day, including my sleep. Number one thing you can do for your health is to sleep well. I have a sleep coach that I've utilized for 18 years to help me handle the 200 days of travel. As Nick and I screw up the dates and the times and the places all the time, we don't screw up our sleep. So one third of my life is spent at the highest level of performance because I am not only recovering better than most people on earth, but I'm accessing the information and the all-powerful better than anyone else while I sleep. Then I take 4 hours on top of the 8 hours of sleep to create non-negotiable behavior that are non-circumstantial. That means no matter what happens, I'm going to get these things done today. The simple things, family, faith, finance, study of relativity, follow-up, study of time. And that leaves me 12 hours a day of do whatever I want according to the circumstances, prioritizing what I want to do personally, experientially, giving and receiving wise, aligned with the rules of being human, that I'm given a body, I'm here to learn lessons, I'm forget all the lessons I've ever learned, but I have the power to remember, remind, and recollect them. So I am prioritizing with non-circumstantial behavior, my sleep and other activities that are most important to prioritize my longevity and enjoyment of my human experience. An entrepreneur who sacrifices his sleep, exercise, his family, his finance, his faith, his relativity, and his time is prone to make poor decisions. He's prone to interfere with his potential. Health is not a cost. It's an investment in your long-term performance, clarity, balance, and focus. It's an investment in the acceleration of where you want to be or better. Incorporate movement into your daily routine. Have non-negotiable behaviors as well as negotiable behaviors. 12 hours of your day is non-circumstantial. That means you have control of half of your life, no matter what the circumstances are. Let God guide you on the other 12 hours with the circumstances, and you just try to prioritize according to the divine detours that he's giving you. Prioritize sleep, hydration, eating, and movement. It's very obvious what we're supposed to focus in on. If you don't breathe, you die. So focus in on breathing. If you don't eat, you die. So focus in on what you eat. If you don't drink, you die. Focus in on what you drink. And if you don't sleep, you die. Focus in on your sleep. Schedule this non-negotiable behavior that is critical to all that you do. One of the other simple things to do that's simple not to do is ask for help and offer help. It's the Ben Franklin reverse effect. Success is a team effort. We are one. Seeking and offering support accelerates growth as we are trying to provide to all of you in a curated network of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other, that are buying from each other and selling for each other for life. Refusing to ask for help or offering help is usually interfering with your potential through pride or fear. A founder who struggles alone rather than seeking mentorship prolongs challenges that could be solved with guidance. Why should you pay the most expensive tax ever created, called the dummy tax? The dummy tax will cost you everything that you've ever had and everything you will have. Imagine that for a state tax. Collaboration, coordination expands opportunities of all we're given. But if we don't receive and ask for more, we're not going to have anything else to give. It's a zero-sum game. Play a more-than-enough game. Identify mentors, people who sit in a situation that you want to be in. Be a mentor. Identify coaches, people that will bring the best out of you. And be a coach. Identify the best teachers to learn from that can explain what the heck all this shit means, and be one. Be proactive in helping other people. Giving, receiving, and asking for more allows you to give more, be given more, receive more, and ask for more than more. You see where you're going to end up. View asking for help and offering help as equal strength, not weaknesses. Ask for help and offer help are simple things to do, but yet simple not to do. You need to practice the things that are contrary to human nature. Because when no evidence is there, or the evidence is contrary to where you want to be or better, it is the non-negotiable behavior, the non-circumstantial behavior that will get you to the thousand steps. One of the other simple things to do that's simple not to do is to stay present and adaptable, flexible. Success requires the ability to adapt rather than clinging on rigid plans. It's okay to get alignment and to make plans. It's okay to take action, but you must stay present and prepare for adjustments. The adaptability, when we overplan or dwell on the past or give meaning to the past, it will limit our future. The meaning of the past will limit our future because it limits our self image and our imagination, and you will never achieve your own self-image or your imagination. A leader who resists changes and resists changing their strategy in the circumstances of each day, knowing that we are only guaranteed 24 hours, that's the only certainty of the future, everything else is circumstantial except for time. We want to change the strategy as the circumstances changes to understand our timing and risk tolerance so that we continue to plateau and grow, not accelerate into interference or the wrong direction. Flexibility, adaptability is a superpower. Opportunities of all that we're given exist for those who look for the divine detours, that look for the times when there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary to where we want to be, and trust not only in the wisdom of the past, but the faith that we're protected, promoted, loved, and perfected. And we just don't understand how this circumstantial evidence that isn't here or contrary to where we want to be is actually helping us. And there's millions of examples of that in business and in personal lives. There's 1,000 podcasts and books and stories about people who seem to be punished, but were promoted, protected, loved, and perfected. It's in every religious text, theoretical text, spiritual text, and philosophical text. I promise you, it's all there. It takes wisdom and faith to shorten the distance of resistance, to be present and adaptable and flexible. Focus in on controllable, non-negotiable actions rather than the hypothetical future other than time. Regularly assess and refine your approach based off of each day's circumstances, aligning not only where you want to be or better in the divine direction, utilizing the detours as divine information, but change the meaning of your past to align with it as well, to allow divine time to reveal that revelation of where you're supposed to be or better. Practice mindfulness and stay present to make clearer decisions. The compounding effect of simple actions. The simple things to do are simple not to do because of human nature. Think of the 1,000 steps. Know that it's going to take 90% of the effort, time, emotion, value, money to get to 250 of those steps. And don't quit. Don't quit. It won't be the mistakes, the slips, the falls on those steps that don't get you there. It's going to be the lack of commitment. And if you don't seek the wisdom of all that you're given and ask for more, if you don't seek the faith of all information and all energy that loves, protects, promotes, and perfects you more than your mom, then the simple things to do will be simple not to do. The difference between success and stagnation isn't found in complex strategies. You don't have to be a physicist, a quantum physicist, a metaphysicist, or an applied mathematical Nobel Peace Prize winner. You don't need to take massive leaps. It's in the enjoyment of the consistent everyday, persistent without quit pursuit of your potential. It's in the small, simple actions we choose to do or not to do every day. Expressing gratitude and utilizing forgiveness, knowing that it's ego that attracts and there'll be forgiveness that doesn't respond. And it's gratitude that finds the light, the love, and the lessons in everything that you do. Knowing the rules of being human, that you're given a body, you're here to learn lessons. The lessons will keep on coming until you learn. You'll forget every single lesson you've ever learned, but you have that power with your source to become an incredible resource to remind, remember, and recollect with that source, with all the information and all the power in the universe, in the infinite realm. But I promise you, expressing gratitude, following up, prioritizing help, seeking help, asking for help, staying adaptable and flexible may seem insignificant in the moment. But over time, over 1,000 steps, they create unstoppable, infinite information and energy called momentum. The challenge is that these habits are just as easy to neglect as they are to implement. Just think about saying thank you each time you don't do the simple things. 0.1 seconds in free and 100% guaranteed results of every human being on earth all agreeing on one thing in today's age. Are you kidding me? It must be something powerful. Then why aren't you doing it? I'll tell you why. Because the simple things to do are simple not to do. We need to have a definiteness of purpose and intentionality of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing, and aligning that in our divine direction, altering the meaning of the past, the failures, mistakes, setbacks, defining moments, historical relevances, so we don't limit ourselves, our self-image, or our imagination. The more consistently you commit to these simple actions, the more compounding effect and meaningful those results will be. The stronger your relativity to other people, relationships with family, friends, associates, vendors, and historical snapshots of relationships as well. It will create greater opportunities by seeing all that you're given, elevating your awareness through gratitude and forgiveness to all that we're given, and then be able to feel worthy and confident and comfortable in receiving it. So why? We can ask for more than more and continue the infinite giving and abundance in the universe of more than enough of everything for everyone, personally and professionally, growing each day incrementally, providing the exponentiality of where we want to be or better. I want everybody to ask yourself, what is one simple thing I can do today that will move me to the next step? Success isn't about doing everything at once. It's about showing up every single day, learning to love what you don't like or don't love, as Glenn had said. Learning to love what other people don't like or love, aligning our basement, our best skills, our best knowledge with the delta of desire to actually have a man-made constructive success. According to the industry, jobs and careers that are doing well, that are stable, we think are doing well. It is the small actions that make a big difference. I promise you, your future self will thank you when you realize the simple things to do are simple not to do. What are you going to start doing today? This has been the Simple Things to Do training. The Simple Things to Do are Simple Not to Do training. And if you would like the exercises and guides to the Simple Things training, all you got to do is email me, david@dmeltzer.com. If you haven't gotten my book, I will sign that, send it to you, pay for shipping on the book as well, and the book, of course. And if you haven't joined our private networking group, be a part of a group of people that want to help each other and know people that can help us each and every time. If you want to be invited to all of our stuff, text me as well. It's an alerting invitation system and a community, 949-298-2905. If you're offended by invitations and you feel obligated and mad, remember it's your ego that's attacking other people. I'll respond with forgiveness, because forgiveness never responds to attacks. 949-298-2905. We'd love to see you. Nick of Wam, reset the room and let's take some Q&A.
Absolutely. And we are officially in the second half of today's Simple Things to Do training. And as we now transition, it's time for the Q&A. So we have Chef Ron here live on Clubhouse, who is ready to rock and roll with the first question. So Ron, it's always great to see you, my friend. Happy Friday. Feel free to unmute yourself and ask away.
I just want to share. I don't have a question. I do want to say, though, what David's saying about these trainings. Anybody's on here that's new or been a month, and it's been almost a year and a half now that I've been working. You know, been going back for better mothers, and I went to go see Mom last night. She was just out of it, but she woke up and she said she was thirsty, so I gave her a strong and drinking a short drink. And she said to me, she said, go to New York yesterday, all right? You want to go see your friends for your dinner? And, you know, it's just funny, Dave, how this is one of the hardest jobs in the world, you know, because with my mom, his being a mom. Well, I'm just telling you, I know the difference. So I just want to share that.
You got it, my friend. And we will be there March 20th in New York City in Times Square. We have a VIP dinner as well. And it's a bunch of billionaires, millionaires, entrepreneurs, celebrities, athletes, entertainers, all there to facilitate helping one another and knowing people that will help one another. So thank you, Heather. I agree. What a beautiful share. What a beautiful soul. Please give your mom a kiss for me as I've just completed that process, as you know. And she is with me every day. I still text her. I kept her phone and her phone number. I text her every day, as you should at least contact your mom every day, everyone, or your dad, or anyone that's close to you. I let them know what they really want to know, which is, I am happy, I am healthy, I love you, and I appreciate you forever, Mom. All right, Nick of Guam, we got Ron. We are almost in the fourth quarter. What do you got? Who do you got? We got questions rolling everywhere on every platform. It's getting crazy in here. What do you got?
Mr. Brian Swift, who I know.
There we go. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Nick, as always. And thank you both. Love being a part of the group. Not just from your wisdom, but I learned so much from all the people that are also involved in your group. And my one question would be, can we create these divine detours?
What a great thing to think about. You know, I believe we're always creating them, right? We're you know, it's how we respond or react to them. We create everything, right? We co-create everything. It is from an all-knowing and all-powerful source. So we are manifesting our detours. We are, when we put our intention into what we don't want, what's missing, what we don't understand, we are creating those detours. And so sometimes, you know, when we're intentional about what we want is a detour. And there's a lesson in it. And it's how quickly we figure out the interference that we're creating with what we thought we wanted or better. And so, although it doesn't seem like it, we are all creating our direction. And in that direction, we're creating detours. And in the detours, we're creating promotion, protection, love, and perfection. And it's just a matter of divine time to give us the revelation of the salvation, the revelation, the revealing of the lesson that we forgot, but we can remember. And so for me, the construct of linear time, 24 hours a day, or the minutes and moments strategy of being able to figure out the clues, the patterns to make better choices in order to facilitate more information from the omniscient, more power from the all-powerful, with the intention of being part one of a resource of the source, knowing that that source loves me more than my mom. Now I can look at the entire ecosystem and figure out I am a co-creator. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? And those are exposed by the detours that I impose on myself. And so utilizing the understanding of we are co-creators and not only creating what we want, but we're creating what we don't want, what we don't have, what other people want for us and what's missing. And it's a matter of making sure that we pay attention to and give intention to what we want personally, professionally, experientially, giving wise, receiving wise, and so on and so forth. And so when we can shift the paradigm and the perspective, we can shift the meaning of the detours. We then get the alignment with the divine, putting us back on an accelerated, aggregated, compound, exponentially divine direction, making those detours divine, and most importantly, appeasing human nature by creating a awareness to divine time instead of resistance to divine time, which is indicated or illustrated by the thousand steps. And if anybody, once again, would like the training and the exercise to understand the thousand steps, to understand the enjoyment of the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential and the ability to enjoy what we don't like or love or aligning our skills, knowledge, and desire with what's doing well, what's stable, what we think is doing well, just email me. I'll help you. Join our group. Come and be a part of a neighborhood, a higher frequency, a higher awareness, a vibration like the Breakfast of Champions, like the trainings that we've done for over 26 years. This didn't happen overnight. These are a thousand steps. I didn't just get millions of people, thousands of people to show up to training overnight. I've been doing meetups, holding court, training, speakings, decades it took. And there's been lots of slips and falls around the way. 18 years ago, I lost everything. That was a big slip. I almost lost my wife and I almost lost my life. That was a big slip. But it was that detour, Brian, that I created for myself to live in this divine direction that I'm living in today. And I wouldn't be, just had the conversation last night, driving to dinner with my wife about the opportunities that I missed years and years ago and how people attacked me years and years ago when I lost everything. And her great wisdom said, yeah, but we wouldn't be where we are today if we didn't have that divine detour. Who knows where you would have been, dead or without me? And she's absolutely right. Thank you, Big B. I will see you soon. And thanks for being such a key resource for everyone in our community. Once again, join our community. You can hear the sentiment. People get great value. I guarantee it. So there's no risk. I guarantee it. So we do curate that room with billionaires, millionaires, entrepreneurs, celebrities, athletes, and entertainers that are willing to help each other and know people to help each other. It will get you on the VIP invite list for all the great things that we have going on. All right. Anyway, Nick, we're on the 10-minute mark now. Rocking and rolling. Going to be a great day, and I'm going to try something new and get to the airport as well. What do you say, Nick? Who's up next?
Online, I have a question here from Lisa, and she is asking, I would like to know if you have...
So in the idea of preparation, preparation is not studying 16 hours on a Saturday for a Spanish test. My preparation for all interviews, workshops, meetups, speeches, everything that I do, my preparation is exactly aligned with and part and parcel to the simple things to do or simple not to do trainings. My preparation is every day. My preparation is learning more and creating stories to teach more. And so I have a system in preparation for not just my workshops, my speeches, my meetups, my holding courts, my coaching, these trainings, everything that I do is a daily preparation by knowing lessons and stories. And so whenever a lesson, Nick, resonates with me, which means two things. Wow, that thing I agree with so much, it moves me. Like, you're either humble or you're about to be. When I heard that for the first time, you're either humble or you're about to be. Boom. I'm like, I got to write that down. It's going right into my capture folder so that on Sunday, I can go through my capture folder of every great lesson I learned and create a story around it so I'm prepared to do workshops, interviews, speeches, trainings, holding court, meetups, all the things that I do, the TV shows, the podcasts, the digital shows, everything I do is based off of preparation every single day of learning lessons that resonate with me and creating stories around it to explain it and teach it better and better and better, improve upon the clarity, balance, and focus of that which resonates with me with these stories, getting clearer and clearer with examples like the 1,000 steps. I've been teaching that lesson for decades, but that's the best I got right now. It's the clearest I've been able to explain it now. I used to use a pond example. I've used so many different examples. That's the best one, the 1,000 steps. It was so good that one of my business partners, one of my show partners, Mike Tannenbaum, the former GM of the Jets on ESPN, texted me 4 this morning and said, David, I need the training on 1,000 steps. Can you send me the video and the transcription of it? I need to use it. I may even mention it on ESPN. Is that okay? It took me years of preparation to clearly be able to explain that. But here's the kicker, Nick, in preparation. It's not just the more, you know, I'm either humble or I'm about to be, or the more impact or resonate positively. I've also learned that my greatest growth comes from when I hear something that I think's idiotic, that creates ego in me, a reaction to fear. When I have a reaction of fear to something, an idea, then that's actually also resonating with me as well. So I capture it. So when somebody says something that I totally disagree with, that I may even in my mind or even out loud say, that's stupid. I hate that. That's ridiculous. I capture that. I put it into my capture folder. And on Sundays, I have a non-negotiable Sunday time that I give a minimum amount of time to go through my capture folder and create notations of stories that have happened to me or to other people I know, or I search on ChatGPT for, or I create a combination and a modification of a story that's going to help explain it even better than reality, like the 1,000 steps. And so the preparation for everything I do, not just workshops, everything I do is a simple thing to do. And it's simple not to do, but I do it consistently, persistently in the pursuit of my preparation potential, because I'm prepared with so many lessons and so many stories so that I can facilitate a greater community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. If anybody would like, once again, just email me these exercises and guides. We can help you understand the capture folder and the lessons and story strategies. It will make you a great speaker, interviewer, workshopper, meetupper, community member. Lessons and stories, keep a capture, modify, amplify, and perpetuate your own social silo of understanding and lessons so that you have a better ability to remind, remember, and recollect with the all-knowing and all-powerful so you can become more knowing and more powerful. I'm going to repeat that. It'll connect you. It'll clear the interference between the all-knowing and the all-powerful so you can become more knowing and more powerful. Does that sound fair? All right, Nick of Guam, we got time. What's going on?
Absolutely. And I actually want to take one more question online. I don't know if I've asked before. And this is coming from Colleen asking, what do you do when someone's open to listen, you don't feel like you're being?
Yeah, well, that is one of the lessons that's in my capture folder that resonated with me. Somebody told me it's not what I say, it's what they hear. One of the advantages of doing meetups around the country, 200 meetups a year, we'll be doing 10 in the next 10 days, I think, is to listen for. And people don't hear what you're saying. They hear what they think you said. And there's a variety of things that happen, like misspeaking or not hearing at all or taking it out of context. And all of these problems exist in an illusion of what they think they heard. And so I take a listening for strategy. And so in order to utilize a listening for strategy is when I speak, I want to know what they hear. I want to know not only what they hear, but what they're listening for the sake of what. Are they listening to what they heard or what they interpreted or gave meaning to what they heard? And so the best way to do that, to facilitate the alignment between what I said and what they hear, is to ask them what they heard. So either I'm telling them, hey, from what you've told me, blah, 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 blah. No, that's not actually it. Or can you let me know or confirm what you heard me say? Because I'm not sure I correctly or adequately explained that to you. Would you mind explaining what you heard for the sake of what? And when I get alignment with not only the meaning that I have of what I said, but the meaning of what they interpreted of what I said, now I have that alignment, stable data that we can appreciate our differences that actually exist. We can appreciate, add value to the differences that actually exist because we are dealing with stable data. Too many people are taking unstable data and creating more interference or accelerating in the wrong direction or interfering with the relativity, the relationship itself, and the productivity, accessibility, and gratitude of the relationship, which is a consummate aggregation of appreciation. Being able to add value to one another, creating that frequency, that neighborhood, that community that's needed so we can help each other and know people that will help each other, so we can buy from each other and sell for each other, so that the commissions will follow our mission. It's so much easier when you are dissipating, dissolving the dis-easier. And it happens through, it's not what you say, it's what you heard. Because the simple things to do are simple not to do. And a simple thing to do is to confirm what you said with the other party so you can see what meaning they gave what you said, or do you think you said, or you misspoke that you said, without illusions and interference that's created from unstable data. Create that connection, that alignment in the stability of what we do. All right, Nick of Guam, it is 7 a.m. and it is time to close out the room. All right, everyone, we look forward to seeing you. Please join me. Naples, Boca, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Fort Austin, Nashville, New York. It's Orange County, then Vegas. But it doesn't matter. Just email me. If you want the exerciser guide or my book, you can scan right there. It's on the screen, David@dmeltzer.com. If you want to get in the invitation list, 200 days a year, 949-298-2905. If you don't want to be part of our community, you don't want to be emailed or text, don't do it. It's that easy. All right. Remember, most importantly, be kind to your future self and do good deeds.